It's time for 5-Minute Advice for Authors, brought to you by Twin Flame Studios.
Hi, my name is Dr. Steve Vacavelli, pronounce he, him, and his. I am the owner and principal of Top Dog Learning Group, and I'm also the author of Pride Leadership. It's the other way. Pride Leadership, strategies for the LGBTQ plus leaders to be the king or queen of their jungle. What's most important for people who read Pride Leadership to take away is really empowerment. In Pride Leadership, we still talk about the 6 leadership competencies that I've seen really any leader, gay, straight, or somewhere in between, really either be excellent at as a leader, or if they're not doing these things, not doing so well. Things like being authentic, having courage, effective communication, building relationships and shaping culture, and leveraging empathy. And I want readers of and listeners of Pride Leadership to go away with that empowerment that I have these 6 and I can do these 6 to be an even more impactful leader than I already am. What's most important for any author to or a want to be author to think about is something that I heard from my publishers, and that's just put it down, get a plan together. You know, we all stumble upon the concept of imposter syndrome, and I've heard a lot of want to be authors say, "Oh, who wants to listen or read my story or my words?" Shenanigans. We all have something important to share, and I think if you want to be an author, you have that drive or that desire somewhere in you. Get a plan together, write it down, and there's often the question, "How do you eat an elephant?" Well, the answer is you don't, because elephants are amazing creatures. But if you think about it from a project management perspective, how do you eat that elephant? How do you take that big, giant, honking book to write and to edit and all that fun stuff? One little bite at a time. And so just get a plan together, carve out some time to do it, don't get in your way, and share your story with the world. I think my favorite thing about working with Twin Flame Studios is just the guidance and advice that I got throughout the process. Everything from, should I read the book or have somebody professional to do that? And I figured, well, I have a chapter on authenticity. Maybe I should probably be the one to do that. But things like the technical areas and really thinking through where to record if you're doing it asynchronously. And my favorite thing is the advice that I got from Tina and the team was, find the quietest place in your house to record your book. And of course, for me, having a queer leadership book, it was in the closet. So, but little pieces of advice like that really went far to not just allow me to share my story in an auditory way, but also do it with quality and with patience and with a lot of productivity along the way.
Thanks for joining us on 5-Minute Advice for Authors. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more, and visit us at twinflamestudios.com.